Birthplace of Mata Sita, Punaradham, waiting for restoration and grandeur. There is a description of three forms of Tirtha in religious scriptures, Nitya Tirtha, Bhagavadiya Tirtha and Sat Tirtha. In this, Punyaranya, Punaradham, has received all the three forms from the earliest times in Sanatan. Without Ram there is no Sita and without Sita there is no Ram. This is the reality of the universe. When everyone in the entire world remembers God, they say Sita Ram in one voice. The construction of a grand temple at Ramlala's birthplace in Ayodhya has started. This is good news for the world. The followers of Sita Ram all over the world wanted that a grand temple of Ramlala should be built in Ayodhya. For this they all deserve congratulations who struggled for years and finally got approval from the court to build a grand temple. This is the matter of Bhagwan Shri Ram. Now it is necessary to pay attention to the birthplace of Mata Sita which is Punaradham, 3 to 4 kilometers away from Sita Madi in Bihar. Mata Sita is sobbing. There is neither a mosque, nor a church, nor there is a land dispute. The pond at the birthplace is also present and a small temple has also been built. But the grand form that should be given to the birthplace of Mata Sita, neither the culture ministry of Bihar nor that of the central government is paying special attention to it. There is only one thing on everyone's mind in the entire country, when the grand temple of Sri Ramlala is being built in Ayodhya, why is the birthplace of Mata Janaki, Mata Sita is not being renovated in Punaradham? In this, Punyaranya, Punaradham, has received all the three forms from the earliest times in Sanatan. Mata Sita had incarnated from this land, due to which it is Bhagwadiya Tirtha. Being a holy ashram, it is a Sat Tirtha. Like Ayodhya, Mathura etc., being a land of Leela, Punaradham has the privilege of being a Nitya Tirtha. Earlier, people did not know where Punaradham is, but Jagadguru Rambhadracharya ji proved on the basis of scriptures that Punaradham is the birthplace of Mata Sita. From the parliament to the road, it was gradually established that Punaradham is the birthplace of Mata Sita. Jagadguru Rambhadracharya ji has been doing Katha Vachan at Punaradham for 10 years on Janaki Navami, taking no dakshina and giving the message that everyone, not only the people of Mithila but the people of the entire country should cooperate in the restoration grandeur of birthplace of Mata Janaki. Survandita, the holy land of Mithila. From Kailash to Kanyakumari and from Kamakhya to Kutch, the entire land of India is full of pilgrimage places. But the land of Mithila has always been of special importance. The land of Mithila has been called Survandita, because even the deities are always eager to reside here. According to the Puranas, many holy places of Sanatan are situated in Mithilapuri only. The holy land of Punyaranya, Punaradham, being the birthplace of Mata Sita is supremely visible and virtuous. Excellence of Punyaranya, Punaradham. Among pilgrimages, there is a description of three forms of Tirtha in religious scriptures, Nitya Tirtha, Bhagavadiya Tirtha and Sat Tirtha. In this, Punyaranya, Punaradham, has received all the three forms from the earliest times in Sanatan. Mata Sita had incarnated from this land, due to which it is Bhagwadiya Tirtha. Being a holy ashram, it is a Sat Tirtha. Like Ayodhya, Mathura etc., being a land of Leela, Punaradham has the privilege of being a Nitya Tirtha. Punyorvara, Punaradham, the special fruitful place of sacrifice. It is described in the Mithila section of Brihat Vishnu Purana that we aspirants of salvation should visit Punyorvara, Punaradham, a special fruitful place of sacrifice, which fulfills all the wishes of the living beings in the world, especially in Chaitra Shri Ramnavami and Vaishakh Shri Janaki Navami, because both the dates are respectively the day of birth for Shri Ram and Mata Sita. Helshti Yagya. It is described in the Shastras that once there was a severe famine in the whole of Mithila. Due to lack of rain, there was a lot of panic among the residents of Mithila. People started dying due to lack of food and water. All the living beings were distraught. Sacrifice causes rain and food is produced by the effect of rain. Impressed by this science and saying, Rajarshi Janak called an emergency assembly of scholars, sages and astrologers of his state and discussed the way to get relief from the fierce famine. It was unanimously decided that King Janak should perform Helshti Yagya. On the basis of this Punyaranya, Pundarak Ashram, was selected as a suitable place. It is described in the Mithila section of Brihat Vishnu Purana that we aspirants of salvation should visit Punyorvara, Punaradham, a special fruitful place of sacrifice, which fulfills all the wishes of the living beings in the world, especially in Chaitra Shri Ramnavami and Vaishakh Shri Janaki Navami, because both the dates are respectively the day of birth for Shri Ram and Mata Sita. Punyaranya, Punoradham, is the birthplace of Mata Janaki. It is described in the 8th chapter of Mithila Mahatmaya of Brihad Vishnu Purana that the ancient fort of Rajarshi Janak, Panchkoshi had four huge gates. 10 miles east is known as Hariharale Mahadev and 10 miles west Jaleshwaranath. It is clear that Maharaja Janak had come from this Jaleshwaranath, Bhagwan Shivji's waterbed, in the western part, where along with 88 sages and Rani Sunina, planned for Helshti Yagya at Pundrak Ashram. They performed Helshti Yagya and birth, incarnation of Mata Janaki happened. Sita and Sita Madi. It is said in Padma Purana that the name Janaki was kept from the hereditary word of Janakji, but according to the scriptures, her name is expected to be Sita, because of the combination of Sit, pointed front part of Fa, and Sita, Sirao. The reason for the name Sita is confirmed. Mata Sitaji was kept in Made, Marhi, to protect her from rain by cosmic and Vedic rituals after birth, and that place was named Sitamadi. J. Tirth, Punoradham. Being born in the Pundarika ashram, the girl child, Mata Sita, belonged to Rishi Pundarika. Once at the time of a solar eclipse, King Janak had given this land to Rishi Pundarika as Dikshina. In return, the ascetic Pundarika offered the girl child Mata Sita to Maharaja Janak. Mata Sita was adorned with the name of Janaki, considering her as Jaya. Its description is found in the Swargakhanda of Padma Purana. Janaki is proved from Jaya. According to Shastras, if the qualities of motherhood and fatherhood are present, but that child is not born through any parent, but born from the earth itself, such a child is called Jaya. In this way, the holy land of Punoradham, from which goddess herself appeared in the form of Janaki, is called Jetirtha. Pundarak Kshetra. Pundarak Kshetra, i.e. Punoradham, where Mata Janaki ji appeared, has many ancient memories, whose description and mention of the languages there are described in golden letters in the pages of Ramayana, Puranas, history, and continues to be unforgettable, indelible in Sanatan. Glory of Punoradham and Mata Janaki Kund. By entering Punoradham, the one becomes pure. By touching water and bathing in Mata Janaki Kund, all wishes are fulfilled. The kund from where Mata Janaki incarnated from the earth has had been called Punyanidhi. It is described in scriptures and Puranas that by doing pilgrimage here one can get rid of all sins and troubles. Devotees can attain Punyalok after attaining liberation. The development of Punoradham, the birthplace of Mata Sita, as a religious tourist destination has not been the same as that of Ayodhya, the birthplace of Sri Ram. We do not accuse any government of overlooking or neglect, but this fact cannot be denied that Punoradham is a religious tourist destination. The speedy work that should have been done in terms of making it a tourist destination is still not happening. Earlier it was in the minds of the people that Janakpur is the birthplace of Mata Janaki, while Janakpur is the maternal and wedding place of Mata Sita. In Janakpur, Sri Ramji broke the bow of Lord Shiva. Along with this, it has also been proved by many historical evidences. Today there is a great need that both the state and the central government should adopt the birthplace of Mata Sita, Punoradham, and take effective steps towards giving it grandeur like Ayodhya. The writer is an ex-MP and former BJP National Vice President. Topics: Ram Sita Mata Janaki Sita Birthplace of Mata Sita Mata Sita Punoradham Sita Mata.